This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Hey, happy birthday, Riggs.
Hey, thanks.
Happy birthday, Riggs.
Thanks. My back
just
hurts.
Saying. You're back shitter. You're 100 today. My gosh. So the Hollywood Dirt is about Ellen DeGeneres. Her TV show, they're now saying, has still not come back from the sexual workplace misconduct scandal.
What do you mean it still hasn't come
sexual
back?
Sexual workplace. That didn't sound right. Workplace
sexual misconduct. Yeah.
You workplace know what I meant.
The crap that was going on that shouldn't have been.
Yes. They fired a bunch of producers. She's apologized, said she's going to vow to make things differently, the work environment. But now BuzzFeed did an article showing that they've lost advertisers. They're having trouble booking A-listers because people aren't sure if they should be going there. I've seen some big stars on Ellen this season, but it doesn't surprise me either that people are afraid to touch it. So a dip in ratings as well. They said some of this, you know, because we were doing so many videos from home. And they said they think, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if it's people like Ellen. They're either going to watch her or not.
Right. She's been around for so long, too. I keep forgetting she's in her 50s now.
Well, in the 90s, she had a sitcom. So think about that. That was over 25 years ago.
She was one of the first ones to come out on TV, and it was so controversial.
It hurt her career.
Ellen came out as gay.
She came out in the 90s, and it hurt her career. And then she bounced back, thank God.
Well, she did.
But there were, you know, issues with it in the beginning. So, so Ellen, they're saying, still having trouble booking the A-listers, losing advertisers, and ratings are not what they used to be.
Bang, bang, bang. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. It's 6:26. It's my birthday today.
Happy birthday, Riggs!
Thank you, Allie. I appreciate that. I had to have not one, but two awkward conversations with a friend who sent me something for my birthday.
Oh, no.
It was the first awkward conversation you get when someone goes, I got you the coolest gift you're ever going to love. You're going to love this gift so much.
Oh, no.
Which I'm like, cool, thank you. And they kept playing it up like, no, you don't understand. You're going to love this so much.
And you didn't love it?
Well,
there's something wrong. Like, oh no. Okay.
It's awkward.
What was it?
Because they called yesterday when it arrived and I had to have another awkward conversation.
Oh!
I'll tell you what happened in both of them next.
Right.
Hold on. It's Kiss FM. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Riggs and Allie.
Happy birthday, Riggs.
Thank you, Allie.
It's Riggs' birthday.
It is. It is.
December 10th.
But if you ask my mom, she'll say, not till 10:24 tonight. That's when you were born.
You were born late at night, huh?
Yeah, I was a late night baby.
All right.
So I have a friend that called me probably 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And she said, I got you something. I'm mailing it to you for your birthday. I'm hoping it gets there in time.
Yeah.
You're going to love this gift.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, cool, thank you. And then she was like, no, really. Like, I've searched far and wide for this, and I found it in Target finally.
Oh, no.
And I'm mailing it to you now because I want to make sure that you have this, and I want you to call me when you get it.
She's
because
so excited.
I'm that excited for you to get it. And I was like, okay, I get it. All right.
You're like, you like the gift. You like it more than I'm probably going to like it.
I was like, sure, cool. Thank you very much.
Because gift giving is really about us. It's about how excited we are to give it to you. Let's
it
be
is.
Real.
It totally is.
Totally gift giving is about ourselves. I know. We've not discussed this on the show before, but go
and
on.
And there are some times when you give someone a gift and you genuinely want them to get it and you're excited for it.
But it feels good. And that's why you're giving it.
But it makes you feel good.
It feels good.
Yeah.
It's like charity. Do it because it feels good. And
you're happy.
Wins.
You know why you're happy right now? Because of me. Because of me. That's why you're so happy right now.
So true.
So I get the package yesterday. It arrives on our doorstep.
Yeah.
The FedEx guy comes and drops it off.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to call my friend as I open this up.
Oh, no.
And I open up the package.
Were you worried?
No, not really, because she knows me pretty well.
Okay.
So I open it up, and I look inside, and it's this game.
Oh, no.
It's called Throw Burrito.
I've seen this.
Throw a burrito.
I've seen it at Target.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, there are these little stuffed burritos, and there's cards that come with it, and you play a game, and there's at one point in
Isn't
the game.
Is it like dodgeball with stuffed burritos?
Yes.
Like, you throw burritos
at
people?
They're like plush burritos.
Yeah.
They're cute. They're little burrito things. And the funny thing about.
It's a novelty game.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing about this game is probably when they started it with a Kickstarter campaign maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I saw it on the internet.
Uh-huh.
And I was immediately like, this is awesome.
Yeah,
I gotta
you and
get
your
this.
Wife for nightmares to buy for because you both see everything already. So it's like, I don't even, there's
and
so
we don't have kids,
things.
So we buy things for ourselves all the time.
And then nobody can buy you anything.
I know.
Get you a little something. I'm going to give you your gift later.
You're okay.
Gonna get a gift
thank
at 7:30. I'll just leave it at that.
By the way, we normally have a sheet that tells us what's going on with the show. I have no idea what's going on for the rest of the show.
Rick goes, what's happening at 7:30?
No idea.
I just want you to write down none of your business. And he goes, what? And I go, write down none of your business.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. It's none of your business. I'll handle the show today. You just keep going, mister. 7:30, we'll give your gift. So wait, she sends you this.
The throw a burrito game. So I was like, oh, this is cool. Thank you so much. He was like, don't you love it? And I was like, that's cool. So I hang up the phone and I go on with my day and I'm thinking to myself, remember the Kickstarter that I talked about that started 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You can donate to Kickstarters.
Okay.
And when you donate to a Kickstarter, you're technically buying into the game a little bit. So they'll send you like a prototype of the game.
You already had the game.
Not only did I have the game,
oh,
Allie.
No, you have the game.
I have two versions of the game that they sent me. The Kickstarter company, because they raised so much money with it, they were like, hey, everybody that backed this, we're going to send you a second game, like the real game. So you have like the limited edition one and the real one.
So what you're saying is you have two copies of Throw Throw Burrito.
And now I have three.
And now you have three copies that your friends sent you.
Throw Burrito.
For you to get it the worst.
And I
this
had.
This is why you got to stop buying everything, Rick.
I know, but that conversation, I had to be like, this is awesome. I felt so fake.
You lied.
I felt so fake.
You lied to her and told her you didn't have
yes,
it.
Yes, I did. I lied to her.
Oh, Rick.
I had to because she was so excited, dude. What else was I going to do?
What if you knew her? Like, what if it was me? Would you tell me? You'd tell me. Or Alana? Or would you lie to me? I know it's awkward to tell someone that you already got the gift they got you, especially when they're that excited.
Yes. Like you, maybe. But for actually, probably not. If you were really excited to give it to me,
no. You would feel bad.
Afterwards. But I wouldn't tell you because.
Do you remember when I said to you a few weeks ago, I go, oh, dude, for your birthday and Christmas? Because this is the problem. Riggs, I hate December birthdays.
Yes.
You got to get them. You got to get a bunch of stuff at once.
Yeah.
So I said, Riggs, I cannot wait till your birthday, Christmas. And he goes, well, what did you get me? And I go, I'm not telling you. And he goes, please tell me you didn't get me throw burrito. That was literally what Riggs said to me. He goes, I have so many copies of throw burrito, Allie. Everybody is so excited to give it to me, but they keep giving it to me. And now I have too many copies of throw burrito.
I have three copies of throw burrito.
Riggs, I did not get you throw burrito.
Thank
and
you.
Do you know what I did next?
You got me throw burrito?
No, I went to Target and returned throw burrito.
Did you really?
Because I already had the throw burrito.
Are you serious?
Birthday package. I go, he's already got throw burrito.
Are you
Screw
serious?
It, I'm out. So thank God you said it because I returned it. I'm not kidding, Riggs.
Did you really buy it for me?
Yes.
Again? Oh my God, I would have had four copies of it.
You would have had four. Thank God you said something because I would have been pissed because I would have been excited.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
So I've got actually, I think I have four now actually because I actually got one given to me at the Out of the Darkness walk last year too.
Yeah.
So I have four.
So you have another one.
I have four copies of Throw Burrito.
You had five.
Five, yes.
Five.
That's a lot of fake burritos,
That's
man.
That's a lot.
It's absurd. Has anybody else had to do this where you have to pretend like you have to fake that you, is that okay to lie when you get something for a second time? Because like we said earlier, it's all about you.
Right.
I don't want you to feel bad for getting
but
me a gift.
But you didn't tell the one girl that you already
no,
had
I didn't.
It. That's so funny.
I didn't.
Thank God you told me.
I know, right? 414-799-1037. All right, it's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Almost 7 o'clock. We're doing our holiday helpers at 1037kissfm.com. That's where you, you can help out kids this holiday season. Families that need it. Kids that probably won't have gifts under their trees. Mm-hmm. Teaming up with Toys for Tots to make it happen. All you got to do is go to 1037kissfm.com. Click the adorable pictures of Allie and I dressed up as elves. And you can make a donation. We'll turn those virtual donations into physical gifts.
Yes.
At 1037kissfm.com.
Happy birthday, Riggs.
Thank
by
you,
the way.
Allie. Did you arrange this with the Wisconsin State Fair to bring me?
I did. I set it up
for
today. I said, you must do this the weekend of Riggs' birthday, and they listened.
They really did. Thank you, Jen Puente, and everybody over at the fair. Tess, we love you all over there at the fair. No, they're doing cocoa cream puffs this weekend at the State Fair.
They did pumpkin spice for Halloween-ish time and Thanksgiving. And now they're doing cocoa cream puffs. And did you know it's not just cocoa cream puffs?
No, it's not.
They're also, what else do they have?
Those blue ribbon brownies.
Ooh,
getting a holiday makeover.
Peppermint brownies.
Yeah. I'm not a brownie fan, but I would
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Brownies are great.
Where do you start? I hate brownies, but I'm sure that these are delicious because they added peppermint to them. If you're a brownie fan, you're going to love these.
Basically, the fair is doing a drive-through again where you can get the cocoa cream puffs, peppermint brownies, chocolate chip cookies, or a cream puff insulated tote.
It's a whole holiday package you can get, and they're really good, the cocoa cream puffs. I'm not just saying this. You know what I really like about them the most, Allie?
What?
It has a good crust to cream ratio.
Oh, because I hate to bring up that I won the cream puff contest 2 years in a row.
Go ahead.
I was the champion of the Wisconsin
State Fair. Put on your
varsity
jacket.
Thank you.
Put it on.
So I won the cream puff contest 2 years in a row. I was the two-time champion. Yeah. Thank you very much. I love to brag about this years later. Anyway, being that I am a former champion, I feel like I am the one to speak on this.
Yeah, of course. Of course you are.
I don't even like cream puffs. That's what's so funny about it.
But it's a good placement of the cocoa. The cocoa cream is good. Like the pumpkin spice ones were good.
Yeah.
It's a good ratio because they added just enough cocoa to the cream to make it good. And it doesn't like explode all over the place when you bite into it. Because sometimes when you bite into the cream puff,
and the cream
it all goes everywhere. Which is great if you love the cream all over the place. But sometimes I don't want cream all over my face.
No.
Sometimes I don't want that. You know?
Speak for yourself.
Sometimes I just want to eat clean and then swallow it like a gentleman, you know?
You want to eat a cream puff with a fork and a knife.
Right.
You would.
I will have you know that it was so good that I licked the box. It was that good.
It was that good.
And it's all this weekend only.
Fair. Yep. Get your limited edition cocoa cream puffs.
I'm going to do it. Just throwback Thursday.
Oh, you want to pick a song?
I wanted to pick a song.
Birthday. I
don't know why this song, I woke up with this song in my head.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Hey.
But I've had Will Smith, I follow him on TikTok, he's the best. And I've always been a Will Smith fan, and I woke up singing this song for some reason, because 38 is going to be a great year. 2020.
Go Wigs. I thought you were 37 today.
How old
are you? I don't even know.
I don't know either. I'm just going to pull back the curtain right now. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie, good morning. Allie's live on her phone, driving to her house. Because for some reason, something happened in our studio where the lights, and Allie's in a separate studio than I, and the lights in her studio completely went out. Nothing in there is working. It's completely black. Blackout.
It was so black I had to turn on the flashlight on my phone and I still couldn't see anything.
That was barely enough. And there's no windows in that room, so it's even worse. It's like a little cave.
Oh, so scary.
So dark. So
wait, but the worst part is, Riggs, it's your birthday.
I know.
So everything fell apart on your birthday. We haven't done presents. We haven't done cake.
No.
We haven't done anything.
Oh my God,
and
there's
now
cake?
I'm driving home.
It was cake?
What is happening?
There was going to be cake?
Okay, there was no cake. Fine. That was an exaggeration, but there were presents.
Oh, you should have said yes. You would have been like, I had to call and cancel the cake. I had Barbershop Quartet coming to sing for you. They're not coming either. Nothing is happening.
You're actually right. I had all of that stuff planned for you.
Singing telegrams.
The power has gone out. We can no longer do it.
You had Doja Cat coming to do a parking lot performance. That's getting canceled. Thanks, 2020. Thanks.
It's so weird, though, because listen to this, though. When our lights go out at the radio station, like, they come back on. It's like a generator.
Yeah, we've got a backup.
We've had this where the generator didn't come back on. So,
but it did for the controls in here so I can keep us on the radio, thank God.
Well, you can, but my studio's just donezo.
So now you're going to go home, and we'll hook you up from there, and we'll continue the show.
From home on your birthday, which I feel awful, but it might actually be a present.
Maybe it is. My birthday. Drive safe home. We'll talk to you in a second. We'll get it all situated.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Thank you. It's a commercial-free hour on Kiss. This is the worst. It's my birthday. I'm all by myself. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. 7:30. This is a commercial-free hour. We do them all day, every day. If you're just turning on the radio, Allie has to go home now and broadcast from her house because the studio that she was using to broadcast from has gone completely dead. It's the only room in the entire radio station that has gone dead is Allie's studio. Literally, every other room in this entire radio station that has nobody in it also is completely working and functional except for the one room where Allie needs to be. So we've sent her home. She'll be broadcasting from her bedroom shortly, as soon as we can get her dialed up. In the meantime, if you want to keep me company, you can call me or text me, 414-799-1037, because now I'm by myself on my birthday. And that's the worst. Nobody wants to be by themselves. I mean, I'm kind of by myself, but I have people on the radio that I can talk to, but I can only talk to you. This is a one-way conversation, and this kind of sucks because I'm talking to myself, and that's something that crazy people do, quite literally. And I don't like using that word so often because I don't like the stigma behind calling people crazy. But I feel like a crazy person right now. Who's calling the bat phone right now?
It's me. I'm almost home, but I feel bad. I'm listening to you. I feel bad you're alone on your birthday.
I didn't think you were listening. I thought you were like running and frantically trying to get ready. That's why I was like stalling for time.
Honestly, Riggs, I am about to pull into my street and my garage, and then I'll be at home on the air. But I just was listening, and I felt bad because I'm driving with everyone else driving to work right now.
I know that you're stressed enough having to drive and completely switch up everything. So I was calling upon people to call me at 414-799-1037 and keep me company. We can have a conversation about whatever. Whatever,
call
I don't care.
And tell him happy birthday till I can get home because I'm the only person that's capable of breaking a whole studio at the radio station.
You are the only one. Like, I even talked to the guy that fixes everything on the phone. He goes, what other rooms aren't working? I said, none of them. The kitchen's working. The bathrooms are working. All the sales offices are working. But Allie's studio was the only one that isn't working. It doesn't get much more 2020 than this, does it? It just doesn't.
2020, baby.
It doesn't.
2020.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm almost home. I'll be on in a second, okay?
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Happy birthday. Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
We'll talk to you soon. Good luck. Kiss FM, good morning. Who is this?
Hey, it's Angelia from Kenosha.
What up, Angelia? How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy first day of Hanukkah as well. Like, it's a coinciding holiday. So if you're
right.
If there are any Jews listening, happy Hanukkah to you. First night. What's up? What can we do for you this morning? We're just calling to say happy birthday because you're awesome.
Good. I was just calling to say happy birthday to you.
Thank you. God, you're awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you. Hopefully Allie gets this all figured out and she can get back in the studio.
Only Allie can break an entire room. Where are you going this morning, by the way? Where are you going?
I'm heading to work.
Okay, nice. Well, have a great day at work. I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Good morning. Kiss FM, who's this?
Hey, it's Rob from West Dallas.
Rob, can you turn down your radio and tell me what's up this morning?
Yep, there you go.
What's up, dude?
Hey, so, okay, what's your birthday wish?
My birthday wish? Ooh, that's a good question. Because do you make the birthday wish for yourself or do you make it for, like, humanity? Because is it the one time?
It's all about you.
It is all about me, right. So I guess if I could have one birthday wish, it would be to have my college degree faster than it's taking right now because it's dragging ass. It would be that I could pass my social psychology exam tomorrow. There's my wish because I'm really stressed about that. How awful is it when your birthday coincides with finals week? I'm going back to school, by the way, to Cardinal Stritch University. So that's why I'm talking about school. But that's my wish is to pass my social psychology final exam tomorrow. Thank you for asking.
Well, you have a good birthday.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you listening this morning. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mike from Kenosha.
Mike from Kenosha. What's up, dude?
I was just calling to say a happy birthday.
Well, I appreciate you doing that, man. I very much do, because I'm all by myself this morning, and it feels really weird. It does.
Yeah, actually, this is my first time getting a hold through 103.7 and maybe talking to you guys. I've been calling for a while.
Dude.
The first time, so it's pretty cool.
That's awesome that you finally got through. People always say, like, you never get through, but if you keep trying, you can. We only have 3 phone lines, so sometimes it's difficult. So, I'm glad you finally got through. What are you doing this morning? Where are you going? What are you doing?
Driving to work, actually.
Okay. Nice. Where do you work?
I'm at Foxconn in Mount Pleasant.
Nice. How is that thing going, by the way?
It's going. A couple bumps in the road, but it's a pretty big facility, so.
Okay.
Taking a while, but it's coming around. It's going.
I can tell
good.
You, for as big as that place is or is supposed to be, you're the first person I've ever spoken to that works there, so. It's a first for both of us today, my friend.
Yeah, I get that a lot in the ice. How is it there? You know, same question back all the time.
What's well, always in really the news? People are like, what happened? Cool. Well, thanks so much for calling, man. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you very much.
Call again anytime. You're always welcome. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Stephanie.
What up, Stephanie?
East Troy.
Hi, Stephanie from East Troy. I've jumped over your house before in skydiving. What's up?
You do.
I do.
We see skydivers all the time.
Yeah.
We're my elegant farmer.
That's us. Oh, my God. The apple pies in a bag.
Yeah. They're delicious, aren't they?
The one with the caramel drizzle is even better, too. Like,
oh,
you can make a good thing better.
Ever.
Yeah, they are. What's up this morning? What are you doing?
I am currently driving my kids to school.
Nice.
We wanted to call and wish you happy birthday.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that.
And hopefully you pass that exam tomorrow.
I know, right? I'm studying hard for it. God willing.
You know, it's hard to be an adult and go back to school, right?
Dude, it is. It's so hard. You have to be so self-accountable. Because I don't have anybody saying you have to be in class. I just have to log onto a computer. It's all online with Cardinal Stritch. So, yeah, you got to.
I think most colleges are right now,
yeah,
right?
They are.
The pandemic.
Yeah, they are. So virtual learning is not for the weak. It is not.
No, I have four kids and I did the virtual learning. It's not fun.
No, but it'll be rewarding in the end, thank goodness.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in this morning. I appreciate you keeping me company.
Yeah, have a great birthday.
You too. Or no, have a good day.
Bye-bye.
That's like when somebody says enjoy your meal and you say you too. It's awkward. I just did that. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Jennifer.
What up? How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. If I was any better, I'd be you. Happy Hanukkah. Right. Happy birthday to me.
You too. So I just wanted to say happy birthday. You're not alone.
Oh, is it your birthday too?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're just saying literally I'm not alone. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I like that. Thank you for saying that, especially as a mental health advocate. That hits me in the feels. I appreciate that, Jennifer.
Yeah, I appreciate it too. So, I mean, you know, especially with the mental health field and stuff, you know, and the holidays, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be lonely for a lot of people. But, you know, you're right. You're not alone. And I'm glad you're not alone, too. Do you have people you can hang out with, family and stuff like that, friends you can reach out to?
Yeah, I got my girlfriend and her family.
There you go.
You know, because all my family's out of state.
Okay. Well, good. You got some people. Well, I thank you for calling on my birthday this morning. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, bud.
Jennifer, have a good one. We'll talk to you later. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Yo, this is Daniel from Milwaukee.
Daniel, the boys are calling. They're coming out. The boys. What's up?
Okay.
What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. I'm glad that people are keeping me company. I'm probably talking way too long, but I don't care. It's my birthday. I'll do what I want.
Happy birthday, man. I was trying to tell you happy birthday, and I miss Allie's voice. I miss her laugh, man. It makes my morning.
She'll be right back. She's got to go home, and she's going to broadcast from her house. So we got to get that set up because I don't know if you missed a couple minutes ago. Her studio went completely dead. Completely dead.
That's rather unfortunate.
The only closet in the entire radio station is completely dark. So
the
she'll
only
be
class.
Only Allie can blake in one room on her own.
Right,
yes.
I'm sure that closet is gonna miss her. I know it is. She's the best, man. But happy birthday, dude. You enjoy.
Dude, man, I appreciate you calling. Thank you for calling. I appreciate the boys showing up for my birthday. Look at that. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this? Hello, who's this?
Hello? Hi, this is Rosie calling from West Dallas.
What up, Rosie and Stallus? How you doing this morning?
How are you?
Good. I'm stalling time until Allie gets home and can broadcast with me. Happy. What are you calling for?
Anything just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, my God. You're awesome. You're awesome. What are you doing this morning? Anything fun and exciting?
Just taking the kiddos to school.
Oh, get them off your back and then go do some drinking or do something for yourself.
No, I got a little one at home, too.
Oh, okay. Well, then go take care of the little one. That's your... Yep. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm going to play another song here. It's 414-799-1037. You're more than welcome to call me and keep me company. I really appreciate it. It's so nice. Allie will be back shortly. It's Kiss FM with AJR. Blueberry Faygo. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. 7:45, almost 8 o'clock. I think Allie's almost made it home. I think she's there. Is she there yet? Is she there?
Hello.
Hey, we got Jenny on the phone, too. Jenny wanted to call in.
Oh.
Jenny's been on hold. She wanted to say hello. Jenny, are you there still?
Hello, all. How are you?
Hello.
We're pretty awesome.
What's going
on? Thank you to everyone who's been calling in and saying happy birthday to Riggs.
Yeah.
I was listening.
They
were really funny.
Made me feel a lot better.
So it was cool.
Thanks to his mom.
What's that?
Thanks to your mom.
Thanks to my mom? Why?
For having you.
Oh, right.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Deb.
Yes, my dad has... And no shout-outs to the father part in that equation, because he...
Not this year.
Not this year, no.
Nope, that's okay. So I wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Yes.
Plus, maybe you could tantalize us with a fun fact about you, or like a guilty pleasure that you like to eat, that people will be like, ugh.
A fun
She's
going to
take my
myself?
Job.
Oh, my
Sorry.
God.
Great questions.
A fun fact about myself or a guilty pleasure. I guess I am so addicted to the television show This Is Us to a fault. I am so addicted to it and so involved in the timeline that I will cry probably two or three times, no joke, when I watch the show every week. And I can't wait for January 5th when the next one comes out.
Because
I
want to know what the hell's live. Happening.
Yeah, I do.
Don't you watch it live?
I do, yes.
Like,
every
who watches
single...
live shows anymore?
I do.
Seriously?
That too. Yes.
He gets ready before, make sure the volume's at the right level, the popcorn's ready.
I love it. I love the storylines. I love how they talk about men's mental health. I love how they talk about black men's mental health so well with Randall and his family. I love the whole show. It's great. It's fabulous.
Wow.
And
I like Justin Hartley.
Yes. And
Justin
Hartley.
I don't even watch it.
And he's a nice piece of man candy, I guess. Jenny?
All right, buddy. Well, thank you so much for having me on.
No problem.
Awesome.
Have a good day. Thank you for calling on my birthday.
Have a good day, Jenny.
I appreciate it.
You know what, Riggs?
We'll talk
to you. I feel like you cheated that.
What did I cheat?
We already know you love This Is Us.
Oh,
tell
yeah?
me something nobody knows.
Something nobody knows about me.
You are an open book in a sense.
I am, because I don't think there's anything that I haven't talked about on the air, honestly. Like, you know that you know I hate brownies. You know I don't like cats.
Yep.
You don't like, I don't like children for the most part, mm-hmm. unless they're someone else's child and I can spoil mm-hmm. them and return them.
You like them for like a short period.
I do.
Yeah.
Like it's like a catch and release thing. Like if yeah. you're fishing, I'll take
like
it.
He loves
and then
playing
release.
With Owen and Hudson because they're funny and he knows how to train them to torture me.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they just need to go home.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. how about I have seven gold band medals from my high school band that I won in band camp. How about that? Seven.
What did
seven.
You play?
I played the trumpet and I played the French horn, both of them.
Okay.
And I played in jazz band with my trumpet and we won gold medals. We won five gold medals and I still have them in my basement.
Oh my gosh. Too funny.
Because
what's
I like to keep that
favorite
kind of crap.
Type of birthday cake?
Probably a Boston cream pie or
I was going to go to Dunkin' Donuts
yeah.
on my way in and get you a Boston cream, but I didn't. And you know why? Because I was late.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get up early. I'm going to get Riggs a Boston cream donut on his birthday. screw it. I'm late.
That's all right.
If I don't get to work now,
what?
I'm not getting to work.
The Wisconsin State Fair sent some cocoa cream puffs. So
yeah.
that made up for it. That made up for it.
Okay.
I don't have anything
Is
planned
there one
for the
thing,
show.
The one thing you've missed this year that has, because a lot of things have been different. Anything? Anything you just really miss?
That I really missed this year? The State Fair,
yeah.
honestly. I did.
Oh,
I missed the State Fair. I love the
Events.
State Fair. And I'll say it on public record. I like the State Fair more than Summerfest. I just do, personally. They're both great. But
you
if
like
I had
them
to choose,
both.
I love them both. But if I had to
yeah.
choose one, I'd pick the State Fair. That's just my favorite. I like being in there. I like being around the
I like
animals.
Both.
I like the rides. I like the food. I mm-hmm. like the State Fair. That's just me.
I like them both. I can't pick.
If you had to pick one.
They're both happy places.
But I just miss gathering with people. I miss being in groups of people.
Yes.
Because that was, I thrive off that. I miss doing like mm-hmm. the Dell's ticket stops, the Dell's season opener cards. I miss doing those.
Yep.
I miss
yep.
hanging out with listeners.
Talking to people.
I miss going to the rave for concerts. That's all the stuff
yeah.
that I miss this year.
I know. It's the stuff. It's the things
stuff.
We did where we were with people.
That's what I miss.
Because even just having, we had one other person around us the other day at work. And it was like, you would have thought we were brand new.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to somebody new. I was like,
we're going to have to.
I didn't know how much my mental health depends on talking to people.
We're going to have to relearn.
You know?
We're going to have to relearn so many social skills. We are all going to be socially awkward
Seriously.
When this starts again. Everybody's going to be socially awkward. Everybody.
And that's no
okay.
joke.
That's okay.
No joke. Oh, by the way, I got
yes.
you a present.
Did you?
Do you want to open that next?
Yeah, I'll open it next. Because it's
okay,
been sitting over there. I've been dying to peek in there, but I haven't.
I know.
I haven't.
I'm upset about one of the three gifts.
I'll do
There's
it next.
There's three in there.
Hold on.
Okay.
It's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Hold on. That's the wrong button for Allie. Is this the right button for you? No, this one.
I don't know.
There we go.
I don't know. Is that my on?
Well, the studio, you're normally in here in the other studio across from me, but that
yeah.
little closet that you broadcast from at the radio station went dead this morning for some reason. That's the only
so
room.
Weird.
The only room in the
it's
building.
It's so dark. So dark. It's like a black pit. I couldn't
no
see anything. I'm like, I have to go home. Okay, but wait, it's your birthday. Forget
it is,
about that for
it
a
is,
second.
Yeah.
It's still dark at the radio station, but you're okay in there.
It is. It's
We're
light
on FaceTime.
There's light from my birthday, and it's the first night of Hanukkah, so there you go.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah right. to my Jew friends.
I already told you off, yeah. Maybe I did tell you on the air, that I went and bought you Throw Burrito.
I know.
And you already have three of those, and I felt awful, so I returned it. Four of them.
Four of them.
So I returned it quickly and got you new gifts. You looked at them, didn't you? Okay,
I promise you, I have not looked in this bag. Now, I have to ask you a question. Can I guess what one of them is?
Absolutely. What do you think?
Do you remember that big pink rosé bottle that we got as a like a white elephant gift from Goodwill like 5 years ago? And we kept passing it back and forth?
Yes.
Is that by chance in this bag? I really hope that that's one of the
so
gifts.
You know what's so funny? It's not. Do you know why?
Because your kids broke it?
You regifted it and they broke it. They popped it. Yeah. That's not in there. It's dead. Damn, and we had to throw the rosé bottle out.
They killed that joke, you know?
They killed it. I know. But listen, there's three gifts in there.
All right.
And the bottom one is the one I'm most upset about, but I'll wait till you open them.
Upset
to tell
about
you why?
Why are you,
I know
why
it's
upset?
Your birthday. Why would I care? I'll tell you.
Because gifts are about you, remember?
And if you, that's right. And if you don't like them, the receipts are there, and I don't give a damn if you return everything.
Okay,
quite frankly,
I can't see you on FaceTime right now because this bag
that's
is huge. It's like the size of a toddler. This bag she's got.
Open her up.
This is a
open
huge birthday bag, by the way.
It's Riggs' birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
He's 38 or 18, depending on
this. Shut your mouth in the face.
Do you have that?
Kenny G keeping it sexy.
How
I don't know what
this
is.
Board game.
I don't know, but it's awesome.
He has a board game. Read the back of it. Just
Kenny
read the back for our listeners on what the game is about. Read the back.
Use the power of jazz to win the day. Help Kenny G, the world-renowned saxophone superstar, keep his groove through the hectic day. Work together to overcome uncool events, detangle those luscious locks, and avoid rush hour traffic without missing a brassy beat. It's a soothing combo of strategy and cooperation. I'm going to play this tonight with my wife and find a way to make it a strip game.
Okay, fine. There's another one in there.
All right.
And then I'll tell you why the third one upset me. I hope that you like the third one the best.
All right. This is a deer pong set. Oh my God, this is awesome.
Do you have one of those?
I don't.
Okay, it's one of those novelty gifts this year. I've seen it everywhere. Deer pong, where you play it with the antlers.
Yes, you put this.
And it talks to you.
You do. Well, you put like, it's like a deer head on the wall, and it has the solo cups in the antlers. And you have to get the ping pong.
I'm so mad at myself.
You have to get the ping pong balls in the antlers. What are you mad at yourself for?
I just remembered what I forgot to throw in there. The batteries. That was the one thing I was going to throw in there this morning.
Batteries at home, it's fine.
Okay, fine. But it talks. Okay, the third one I'm most upset about, and open it up and I'll tell you why. What is it?
You're most upset about this one.
Yes.
Why? Why would you be upset about getting me double stuffed Oreo cookies?
Because Target screwed me. And you know
how
I don't talk bad about
You got me my favorite cookie of all time. What are you talking about?
It's not your favorite cookie. That's double stuff is not your favorite cookie.
The most stuff is my
stuff
favorite.
Is your favorite cookie.
That is true.
So I got online and Target said they had them at the Target in Brookfield.
They don't.
So I drove to that one and they didn't have the most stuff. I went all the way to one specific store to get you the most stuff Oreos and they didn't have them. I was so pissed.
What,
so I got you the double stuff and now I'm upset about it.
Look at this though. If I take out the, if you take the tops off of the Oreos and you put together like four creams, you can make your own mock ass most stuff Oreo. Look at this. See? Now I have most stuff Oreos
right
here.
This is how well I do know you because when I bought them, I knew you were going to do that.
100%. 100%.
So you got the Kenny G board game. You got deer pong.
Again, I got
and
a bag of Oreos.
A bag of Oreos that are not the right ones, but fine.
And any person will tell you calories don't count on your birthday, so I'm going to eat the whole thing of them.
Eat the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And make as many most stuff Oreos as you want. And like I said, the gift receipt's in there, so return everything or nothing. I don't care.
Keeping it all, bro. Thank you so much. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
I appreciate that.
You like the deer pong. I want to hear what it sounds like when they talk
to you, right?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Before I get into who is trolling Kylie Jenner, Riggs, I just wanted to tell you I'm at home now because the power went out.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been working from home in months, and Bella's like confused. My dog is like here, like, what are you doing?
Your dog's like, what do you leave now? This is
Bella's
supposed to be
like,
me time.
My kids are gone today. They're at their dad's. So Bella's like, this is my day off Thursday. Everyone leaves the house, and I don't know why you're here.
It's human-free Thursdays. What are you doing?
Seriously, she's probably so pissed I'm home.
Right?
No, but seriously. Okay, so Kylie Jenner getting trolled by Charlize Theron, but wait, it's funny.
Why?
So what happened was, you know how Kylie has her lip kit, of course.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that she's got lipsticks. Well, Charlize Theron let her little kid, her five-year-old daughter, put on her lipstick, which is Kylie Jenner's lip stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, it's just all over her face like a clown, and it looks really bad. So Charlize Theron posted herself with her lipstick on by her five-year-old next to Kylie Jenner's shot of her and her lipstick and said... and put them side by side and said, who's who? But it was so obvious. Charlize Theron was a mess. But Kylie Jenner thought it was really funny, laughed at the post, and because she knew the five-year-old did it. And she said, you know, it's not a competition. Oh. So there you go. So I thought that was a cute little story of Charlize Theron trolling Kylie with the lip kit. But really, it was
you
just
say trolling. I say free
on.
Publicity. You get Charlize Theron to put on your lip stuff.
Right. Well, I do. That's one of the things I love is watching celebs send their stuff to other celebs because they'll show it on Instagram. So like you'll see Khloe Kardashian open a bag from some brand and she's like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, yeah, let me see more.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
So it was all in good fun.
All fun. Hello.
We're on the radio. I don't know what's going on here because...
Well, it's your birthday, Riggs.
It is my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
In fact,
and so...
On the show sheet, it says, Lord help us, I have no idea, because I don't know what's going on.
Riggs goes, Allie, what do you want to do around 8:30? I go, it's your birthday. It's none of your business.
All right, then.
Don't worry about it, bruh. So anyway, I can't say that anymore. So anyway, something's happening next.
Okay.
I'm not in the studio, but it's still happening for your birthday.
Okay.
A special guest joining the show, okay?
Oh, really?
Yes, next.
Who is he or she
That's
or they
I'm
or them?
Say.
I don't know. What are their pronouns? You laughing at over there? Looking at Allie on FaceTime. She had to go to her house and broadcast because everything broke in her studio for some reason this morning.
Yeah.
Everything. All the power went out.
It happens.
So.
Now I'm at home, but it's Riggs' birthday.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
38 years old today. 38 years young. Whatever you want to call
it. And we, you know, I didn't tell you anything happening on the show
Nothing.
For a lot of the show today, and it's driving you nuts.
Which gives
you're a control
which
freak.
Throws my anxiety through the roof. Thank you.
I know.
Because
you're welcome.
I love having control. Yeah.
I'm here to ruin your mental health on your birthday. Aren't
Appreciate
I so
that.
Kind?
Appreciate it.
But now let's lift up your mental health with a positive call from someone who wants you. I'm not going to tell you who it is. It's a surprise. But you have to guess, Riggs, with yes or no questions. You can ask questions. Pull the phone up. The person's on the phone. You don't know who they are. Just you're allowed to ask yes or no questions and guess who it is.
All right.
So. There's the phone up.
It's up now.
They're not saying anything yet. They're
it's
on. Okay.
Hello, mystery person.
Hello.
I don't know who it is. I don't even
you
have to ask
know.
Any questions.
You already know.
I don't have to ask any questions.
I know. I could tell who
That's
it was,
all that person had to say. That is
who
all.
Is
I mean,
it?
I could play along with it if you want me to.
Okay,
but
fine,
I know
go.
With, but I know with 1,000,000% certainty who this is on the phone. 100%. 1,000,000%.
She said to me, I'll use a monotone voice. I guess it didn't work.
No. 1,000,000% certainty. Call her on the phone.
Sorry.
I'll kill out. Were you there at the moment of my birth?
Possibly.
There you go. My mom.
It's you definitely
know your,
mom. Your
you,
mom.
You know your mom's voice, dude. You know it. You know when you hear
That's
it.
That's right. And if you didn't know your mom's voice, something's wrong with you. So it's
right.
so true. You know their voice even when they're trying to disguise it. So,
Hi, Mom.
Good morning,
I love you.
Debbie.
Hi.
Debbie.
I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're not good at pretending.
Hey, happy birthday, baby.
Thank you. It was odd. She was texting me this morning and was listening to the show, so I was like, something's going on with this woman right now.
Oh, because normally she's asleep because she's a third shifter.
She is a third shifter, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I've been off this week, but we'll talk about that when you get here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, did you get him a birthday present, Debbie, or is he going to get it when he gets there?
He'll get it when he gets here, but I did send him a picture of it.
She did.
Oh.
I did.
Do you want to know what she got me, Allie? Can I say what you got me?
Yes.
Yes.
She got me a throw, like a burrito throw blanket. It looks like a big tortilla. To which my mom texted me this morning and she goes, do you have one of these? And I said, yes, I do. But it's a crappy one from China. I do. But it was like $9 and it fell apart. It's like it sheds all over the place. I don't even know what it was made of.
Well, listen, it's your birthday, Riggs, but your mom's on the phone. So, Debbie, please tell us something embarrassing about Riggs. We would love to hear a story.
First of all, I have a phone to pick. You have to stop telling people how old you are.
Why?
Oh,
because it's making it really hard for me to tell people how old I'm.
How old you are. All right,
That's
fine.
That's hysterical.
Then all right, fine. I will gladly knock a couple of years off my life.
And Debbie, you had him when you were 16. It's fine.
Maybe.
I wasn't. Don't tell people I had him when I was 16. But
18.
I can't win.
I refuse to be old enough to have a 38-year-old son.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're not, because you're only 40. I don't know how it happened.
See?
I don't know how this happened. It was an anomaly. It was an immaculate conception is what it was, because there was no father there. I appeared in your womb one day.
It's true.
Well, it's true.
Maybe we can run with that one.
We'll run with that.
Aww.
All right. Well, I'm actually going to see my mother. I'm going to see her on Saturday. We fly to South Carolina to see her.
And then you're going to get your blanket, your burrito blanket.
I better. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to need it in South Carolina, but that's fine. I'm glad.
You'll need it. It's been cold down here.
Has it? Okay, good. All right. Well, yeah, yeah, we'll yeah. be. We'll
been,
be.
We've been getting, you know, those. We've been down in the 40s at night.
Oh,
I knew
on.
She was going to say something that wasn't cold to us. And right. She was going to say 40s, because that's what my sister does in California. It's so cold here. It's in the 40s. I'm like, you don't know cold.
I have friends in Tampa. They're like, it's so cold this week. It's in the 60s. Shut up. 60s are great. Murder for the 60s.
Well,
right?
It's cold by South Carolina standards. And it's really cold when you get out on the water, because there's nothing to.
All right. Well, there's a snowstorm brewing this weekend, so I'll be glad to get the hell out of here.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Well, as a lifetime Indiana native, I certainly know what cold is.
Yes, you do. Were you going to say? Is there anything embarrassing you can tell about me that we haven't already said on the radio?
I don't know. How embarrassing do we
want to
go there?
I don't know. We can go as embarrassing you want. I'm an open book, so just throw it out there.
I love the story about when they busted you in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
He was naughty.
I was. I said I was at a friend's house, but I was really at the Howard Johnson Hotel. Remember those?
Yes. Well, that was in the days of when you could dial star 69 and
right.
call back a phone number.
Right.
And we called him back from where he said he was. And
yeah.
The Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge answered.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I know it's your birthday, but you moron. Why did you do that? You called from
I
the
was
hotel.
Stupid. I wasn't thinking with my brain. I was thinking with my other brain. I'm a guy.
True. It was prom night.
Well, and he was a teenage boy. So
yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
too funny.
Young, dumb, and full of stuff. Anything? I don't even know anything else you could tell that would embarrass me. I really don't.
All right, well.
I think at this point, I think I'm an open book.
He still sleeps with a pink Care Bear.
I do.
That was plenty. That was good. That was all I needed. That was perfect.
That's fine.
Yes.
And he's 38.
And I'm 38 years young.
38 years young, and he still sleeps with a pink Care Bear.
You're damn right I do. You're damn right I do.
And a hot wife. Uh-huh. Go figure.
Thank you. All right, Mom.
That's right.
Thank you, Allie. Thank you for having my mom call in. Thank you.
Well, it was your mom obviously messaged me first. I thought about her, and then I woke up and it said, Debbie, you know, had it messaged you, but I couldn't find the message when I woke up, and then I saw her pop through. So I was like, oh, she's there.
Yeah.
So it was all your mom. You know she loves you. She had to say happy birthday to her son.
I know. Thank you very much. So, thank
although
you.
Although not until 10:27 p.m.
10:27, I'm sorry.
See? He said that you were going to say that, Debbie.
I know this. There you go. If you ask my mom, she'll say it's technically not his birthday till 10:27 tonight.
Yes.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you for calling. I love you. I can't wait to see you.
All right. I love you too.
All right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Thank
Bye.
You. And it's Throwback Thursday too, so why not play some LL Cool J, huh? All right. Allie, picture this, right?
Yeah.
You're on like a one-on-one call with your kid and their teacher, right? So it's you and your kid. You're looking at your teacher on a little screen. She's at her house. And all of a sudden, there's a disturbance in her house.
What do you mean?
You're not going to believe what happened to this teacher while she was on a Zoom call. I'm going to tell you what happened to her next. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. This teacher's lucky she's still alive after this, dude. I'm serious.
Oh, I actually shouldn't be laughing because I don't know what happened.
No, this is crazy. Hold
what
on.
Happened?
We'll tell you about it in a second. Our holiday helpers are going on right now through the 21st. If you go to 1037kissfm.com, you could be a holiday helper. What does that mean, Allie? Tell the people.
That means that you go, you give a donation. I don't care if it's a dollar or 50 or more.
Mm-hmm.
But then Riggs and I are going to take those donations, turn them into actual gifts. We're going to put them under kids' trees in southeastern Wisconsin so that we'll go locally.
Yeah.
And we will help take care of some of those kids who wouldn't have presents otherwise.
1037kissfm.com. Click on the adorable pictures of Allie and I dressed as elves. It's adorbs.
We are cute, aren't we?
Yes. So anyway, this happened to a teacher in Cleveland, right? She's a special education teacher, okay. And they're doing things virtually. And she had a one-on-one with one of the students, and the student's parents were also present. So the student and the parent are at home on Zoom. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The teacher's at her house.
Okay.
A guy with a knife breaks into this teacher's house while she's on the call. While all this thing happens, listen to this. This is the dad talking.
Goosebumps.
This is the dad and then the teacher. They'll tell you about what happened.
That teacher's my son. Somebody broke into her house. Like, we saw it all on the Zoom.
I heard a glass shattering crash downstairs. There was a man walking through my baby gate with a knife in his hand walking upstairs. Then he started threatening me, yelling at me, calling me names. He brought me upstairs into my bedroom, and I have a German Shepherd and a Great Dane Boxer mix. So the German Shepherd came and stood between myself and this guy, and the Great Dane Boxer mix went at him. Just grabbed a pair of scissors and chased him to the front door.
She grabs a pair of scissors, chases this guy out of her house. They run down the street. She's yelling, this guy just broke into my house, yelling after this guy. Somebody else tackles him and holds the perpetrator down until the cops get there and arrest him. But it was crazy how this happened on
goosebumps.
Zoom while this woman is there. She's lucky she's alive.
Riggs, she is lucky she's alive, and thank God for Zoom.
Yeah.
Did you see the same thing happen to someone? It was a teacher, and I don't even know if she survived, but something happened where someone came in and hurt her or shot her when she was on Zoom. It was the same kind of thing. So I've seen like a couple other stories like this, but I had not seen this one specifically.
And what's freaky is I've seen some fake ones too, where people pretend to like be abducted while they're on Zoom, like pretend to be abducted. I'm like, no, because somebody's going to call.
Well, because
then it's a boy who cried wolf syndrome where, they're just joking around. No, something really happened.
You just played a clip of it really happening where the parent had to call and be like, somebody's breaking into my teacher's house. I'm watching it on Zoom. Like,
so, thank goodness the teacher's okay.
Wow.
Her dog was there to help protect her. The dog is okay.
Love dogs.
It's nuts. But be glad that wasn't you, right?
Wow.
103.7 Kiss FM. Bizarre story. And that was in Cleveland, by the way. That was not here.
Well, the only teacher that wants to go back.
Yeah, right?
Not teach.
Can I go back home? Can I go back to the school, please? I don't want to be at home anymore.
Can we go back to school?
Kiss FM. Throwback Thursday. I love it when you call me Big Papa. Yeah.
Oh, Post Malone gave his entire high school.
What?
These things. He gave every single kid one of these.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you next.
What did he give them?
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so get this. Post Malone decided to give his entire high school, every kid at his former high school, and staff member, which is 2,000 people.
Everybody in the school?
Everybody in the school got a new pair of his Crocs. He's got a new Croc line, and this cracks me up because Justin Bieber's got the Croc line. Now Post Malone's got the Croc line. And I have decided that these guys got high in a room and sat around and said, bro, what if we brought back something that people don't think's cool anymore? Like, what if we made Crocs cool again? And bro, I love my Crocs. My Crocs are so comfy.
Can you just see
them in a room getting high?
I bet we could make Crocs cool again. I bet we could do it. I guarantee it's probably what it is, dude.
Think about it.
Yes.
What else would have started this? I mean, come on. So Bieber's got his line. Post has his line. And Post Malone gave 2,000 pairs out to every kid at his former high school, Grapevine High School, to be exact. And by the way, that's not all he did. He also donated a lot of Crocs to hospitals because he's part of a charity called Musicians on Call.
Okay.
This is really cool.
They bring
music to hospital beds to cheer people up because music makes people happier.
Yeah, it does.
And so he made sure that all the frontline workers that were involved got a pair too.
Yeah.
So
cool.
That's cool.
And this is this was Post Malone, the principal of the high school. This is Alex Fingers. This is him announcing to the school.
His real name is Alex Principal Fingers. Like,
Principal
it's hysterical.
Fingers. Yeah, here it is.
One of our own Grapevine High School graduate, Post Malone, has noticed your work and decided to give you guys a little bit of something to send you into the holiday season on the right foot.
Oh.
And speaking of right foot, on my right foot, I have the Post Malone Edition Crocs that has been provided by Post Malone himself. And guess what, Mustang Nation? you guys are going to have your own pair as well.
What?
He loves Grapevine High School and the community that raised him here, and he wanted to do something to give back to his community that has kind of nurtured
awesome.
Him and yep. allowed him to have the levels of success that he's had. So, from us to you, congratulations.
Can I just say the funniest part of that was when the principal goes, and speaking of my right foot,
puts it up
here's
on the
a
desk.
Pair of Crocs.
They look kind of cool too, yeah. The Post Malone Crocs.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go, that's neat. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, it's Riggs and Allie.
Good morning.
I was going to say what time it is, but the clock is broken in the radio station still. Ah. Everything's broken. Everything's still
broken
since
still
you left.
Broken, huh?
Yeah, Allie left earlier this morning because all the power went out in her little studio.
By the way, it's Riggs' birthday, too. So happy birthday, Riggs.
It's my birthday
so
blackout.
So we're in the middle of his birthday, mm-hmm. and then everything blacks out, and the day was ruined.
Yeah. Thanks, 2020. That's what I blame.
Screw 2020.
I blame this entire year. And I think everybody got to celebrate a birthday this year during a pandemic. So
that's,
I think,
well, almost.
Probably
give January and February a little time.
January, February, and even March, too, because even in March, people didn't really realize what was going on yet, and everybody was still like living their best life in March for a while.
April birthdays got screwed.
Hosed. So bad. On the way next, a discussion again about, and we think we've had this talk before about streaming services, but I want to know if your habits have changed, because I found one that I think has changed the game that I'm now in love with. A new streaming service. There are.
Okay.
So much streaming in the LBC. We'll discuss it next after Snoop Dogg on Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning.
Love Throwback Thursday.
I do too, man. So good. So good.
Happy birthday, Riggs.
Thank you, Allie. I appreciate that very much. You had my mom call in earlier. You got me a deer pong game.
That was your mom.
Yeah.
I was going to have your mom call anyway, but then she messaged me first because she's a mom. She's
prepared.
Of course
she is. Yeah.
She knew she was calling her baby today.
She does. She was the first one to text me. Like at 12:14 this morning, I got a text from my mom. 12:14 a.m. She's always first out of the gate.
Nice.
Because that was her first. So what do you use these days for streaming services? 414-799-1037. Because I've found a new one. The new one that I've been using a lot more of as of late is HBO Max.
Oh, so you mean like Netflix or Hulu
yeah.
or Prime or what do I use the most or whatever?
Any of those. Okay. Amazon Prime. Yep, I know.
There's
so many of them out there. I want to know what people are using. I've been using HBO Max a lot more because I had HBO and I've always been a fan of their programming. I like John Oliver and stuff like that. He's a funny guy. But I think they have good movies. Plus, they just struck this huge deal that happened with Warner Brothers. So next year...
HBO did.
So next year, a whole bunch of new movies, starting with Wonder Woman this year on Christmas.
Uh-huh.
They're going to put them out on HBO Max before you get them in theaters or at the same time.
That's cool.
So all these movies...
Before theaters is wild.
Which is all these movies that are supposed to come out next year, I'll get to see them and won't even have to go to the theater, which is
honestly
pretty cool.
That is cool. I use Netflix the most.
The most.
And then probably Hulu and then Prime. I barely use my Prime anymore.
Okay.
I have it.
That's an afterthought to me, honestly.
It is. Me too. There's not a show on there I'm addicted to.
Because when you have an Amazon Prime subscription, you use it for the shipping.
You get it.
Yeah, and you get it for free.
Right. And then I have Amazon Prime on my stuff,
Amazon
but I just don't use it that much.
Amazon is a shopping place for me. It's not a video streaming service.
Yeah,
I don't think about it as that.
I don't hate them for doing videos and creating shows, but at the end of the day, all my money goes to them and shopping, not in TV. Yeah, that's true.
100%. Yeah. It absolutely does. So what are you using as of late? 414-799-1037.
I also noticed I said I was watching a lot of live TV because it made me feel less isolated.
Yeah.
Swear to God. I don't know why. Like, I started noticing watching news where they're live or watching anything local. Like, it actually made a big difference in me in feeling not isolated or
seeing
even reality TV.
Yeah.
Because even though they're not in real time, it's people, you know?
It is.
It's not pretend, but it is. You know what I mean?
Wow, the world is still existing out there.
This is great.
What are you using? 414-799-1037. Are you Netflix person? Maybe you don't have any of them and you're just like, I only watch the antenna from my TV. I only watch local TV. That's fine too.
Maybe they use some random side service like that Quibi or whatever.
I mean,
you could be all kinds
Tubi.
Of things.
Shudder's another one. 414-799-1037. What are you streaming with? We want to talk to you next after Kane Brown. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. If you want to call or text, you can always do so at 414-799-1037. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about about the services that you use to stream, like when you're watching your entertainment. I know somebody just texted in to 414-799-1037. They said, we use the radio.com app to stream you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's for listening to us. Yeah.
Yeah, people don't realize you could just turn us on with your app. This, I got to go to work. I don't have a radio. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. 414.
It's just like how we secretly watch TV when we're not supposed to on our phones. You do the same with the radio.
Yep. 414-799-1037. Somebody texted in that said we use YouTube TV, unlimited DVR, local channels as well, free Hulu and Disney Plus with Verizon. I forgot Verizon did the free Disney Plus.
That's how I got Disney Plus, remember? And now I pay for it. Yep. I got the free one and now I'm paying $6.99 a month. I didn't care. I was like, I'm in.
Somebody else texted in Amazon Prime. The Boys on Amazon Prime is binge-worthy. That is a good show on Amazon Prime. That's good.
Oh, you've seen it?
I have seen it. It's like a superhero type show, but they're like, they're corrupt politicians. It's gory and graphic. You probably wouldn't like it. It's a boys show. It's called The Boys.
Okay.
414.
It's called Boys. Okay.
The Boys. 414-799-1037. What's up, JJ?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Fantastic, my friend.
Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, JJ. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's my birthday today. What do you use for a streaming service?
I use a service. It's called Pluto.
Pluto. I've heard of this.
Yeah, I haven't.
The app, it's got a lot of different channels, and the channels are a little bit different. What they do is they kind of have like a Gordon Ramsay channel.
Okay.
And they just play, you know, all Hell's Kitchens and all his different shows back to back to back to back. And
they've
got a lot of different channels, a lot of different stuff.
So are they
cool?
Are the channels dedicated to shows then?
Yeah, yes and no. They're basically like networks.
Okay.
You know, and,
Pluto.
You know, basically like MTV has a lot of reality shows and they just play like Real World, Road Rules, all that kind of
stuff. Oh, wow. I've heard of Pluto, never used it though.
Dude,
so that's cool to
It's kind of smart because you know what it does, JJ? It takes all these shows that we would normally just layer before we got to the point where we didn't have to watch live TV. We just lay around and watch like a whole day of Jersey Shore or a whole day of The Real World or Real Housewives. Like a lot of people do that.
Yep.
And now it's like they're putting it on network so you can just get up and go, okay, I think I'll binge this morning.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
I love it.
Nice.
I love it.
Pluto's what you use then, what the name of it is. Nice.
Well, makes sense.
Cool. JJ, thanks so much for calling in, bro.
All right, have a great rest of your birthday.
Yay, thanks so much, dude. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Jojo.
Oh, Jojo, hold on just a second, all right? Oh, man. Somebody else texted in to 414-799-1037. Yep. My boyfriend and I don't use any streaming. We connect with each other, and sometimes we watch Tiny House Nation on HGTV through Chromecast or Netflix is what they use.
Well,
Chromecast.
Congrats on connecting with each other and not needing the internet, but...
Right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.